Ships were critical to the success of the young Dutch nation, and their importance was reflected in the popularity of paintings like these. Willem van der Velde specialised in seascapes and would have been painting for an audience who knew about the sea. So we asked Thomas Howe, a lieutenant commander in the Royal Navy, to look at these two paintings from the point of view of a seafaring man.
As you look at them, they're both entirely plausible scenes. The scene on the left is a roadstead, I suspect. So it's in an area slightly outside a main harbour where a larger ship can come in and anchor. What he's done in both pictures is use the wind in the same direction. So they've both got winds coming from the left into the picture. And you can see as you look at them that the artist genuinely understands how ships work, because each ship, as you look at it, is sailing in the right attitude to the wind. So it's rigged properly and the sails are lying as they would do with the wind coming from left to right out of the picture at you. In the picture on the left, I suspect the wind's probably about a force 3. So although the sea is very calm, it's not glassy, so there is some wind. The flags, as you go higher up, are actually sticking out. And there's enough wind for the sails of the vessel in on the left to give a lead to the barge coming out on the right-hand side of the picture, whose flag is actually hanging limp. So the flags lower down in the picture aren't taking much air at all. The ones higher up are actually standing out quite well. And that indicates how well the artist understands the effect of wind on ships. So not only can he paint, but I suspect that he spent some time at sea looking at how ships work. What they're like are photographs, actually, in terms of their detail. He clearly understands what he's painting. There are probably fishing vessels and cargo provision vessels in there, and vessels that will trade up and down the coast and up and down the rivers. And when you think about the flow of goods, you have things coming in large ships from around the world, then being transferred to smaller ships for onward shipment. They'll either be going up the rivers to the larger towns or straight onto a jetty to be taken ashore. So all the cargo goes onto smaller ships and the smaller ships take it away. And the ships you see in these pictures are exactly the ships you'd see doing that. And particularly in the right-hand picture, there's a lot of activity around the two rafted up ships, the two ships in close proximity. So there are ships that can't get onto the shore, small boats that can rowing in and out to them. So if I'd gone back in time and stood on the quayside, I'd have expected to see something exactly like that.